Ervin Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid. We're continuing our discussion of somebody who's traveling. We had Tanoim Gedolei Olam that were traveling on a boat. Now we're going back to Pashto Yidden. There's not going to be names. But we have somebody who's traveling. He's Baderech. And he's on a road. He's a place where Choshech is Yorad. Comes Friday afternoon. He doesn't know exactly where he is. Thick woods in front of him. All of a sudden it starts getting dark. Can't see where he is. Yosha Baderech, he resigns himself to his fate that he's going to be stuck exactly where he is for Shabbos. He pulls out his provisions. Maybe he makes himself a few strings around. This way he can carry a few amas. V'omad goes to sleep. Gets up Shabbos morning. V'ro v'areu samach li'er. Gevaldik, he's right next to the city. He's 20 amas away from the city. We have the word hoyl, but really, if it's part of the Mishnah or it's just commentary, but it makes the point. Hoyl v'loy hoysa kavanosu lekach. He had no intention of being with Bnei Oyer. He thought that he was still a mile or two away. He had no idea, he had no inkling that he was right near the city. Where he really is 20 feet, 20 yards, even 500 feet away. He's less than 2,000 amas. He's within the tchum of somebody who's with Bnei Oyer, and now l'cha'oyra, he should be considered within the 2,000 amas of the Neir. He could be considered Mibnei Oyer, and then he could be Misaviv as Koloye Kula. Haloi, that's where he wanted to be, except that he thought that he didn't get there. Hoyova Lehoisa Kavanosa Lekach, since he had no intention of, he thought that he wasn't there, he wanted to be there, but he didn't think he was there, Lo Yikonis. He's not yet Mibnei Oyer, and since he didn't have a Yediyah, a consciousness, that he was Mibnei Oyer, he's not. And therefore, this is his Markham. He has 2,000 Amas. By the way, where's his 2,000 Amas going to take him? 2,000 Amas, obviously, the way we're saying it, to in the city. But he's going to get stuck in the middle of the city. And this is a very important point. Even though Kolo Ir Kuloi is Kedalat Amas, insofar that's all one Markham, but that's all where that's Taka the Markham. If somebody Behedya is Shovas, 1,000 Amas away from a city, so then his mokum ends 1,000 feet in the city. Now, if he could make it into the city, he's going to make it into a house, and in the middle of the house, his place is going to stop. He's like an Adir Vassar, like we had earlier in the Mishnayos. So then, of course, he's going to be able to have a heter to walk around the whole house. The house is, of course, Kula Kedalat Amas. But the whole town is only Kedalat Amas insofar that Yom Ibnei Hoyer, that's Mamash Yom Mokum. If it's not your mokum, your tchum will stop in the middle of the town. So hopefully he has a shtibul on the closest side of town to the woods where he's parked right now. This is the shita divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Oimer, this is the way we paskin yikones. Since he wanted to be Mibnei Oyer, even though consciously he didn't think he was Mibnei Oyer, but since he wanted to be Mibnei Oyer, he's considered, if he's within 2,000 amas, being Mipnei Oyer. What happens if he says Mufurish when Shabbos comes in? Kan Tehei Shvisasi Bimkoimi. He says, I'm here. If he says he's here, can you, because you wanted to be further away, you wanted to be Mipnei Oyer, can you uproot that? Can you uproot that you're saying Shvisasi Bimkoimi? That's already Machlek Sushainim. Rabbi Magid, the Ramo, it's two Shitas. They hold that it's even Bechiai Gavna. Sorry, they hold that if he says Shvisas Bim Kaimoi, you can't uproot that. Rabbi Yonis in Avinorot says no, even if he says Shvisas Bim Kaimoi, since he wanted Mibnei Oyer, we look at that as a mistake and we say that he's Mibnei Oyer. But Al Gabonim, in this case where he doesn't say it, certainly he could walk in. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I have a Maisa to support me. Maisa Hoye Venichnas, Reb Tarfin Beloy Miskavin. So Reb Tarfin obviously held like me, that's the halacha. Mishnehe, Misha Yoshin Baderech, Veloyoda Shechashecha. It's a little bit of a different case than we had in Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah Dalid, darkness comes, he can't see, he thinks he's here, he can't see that theoretically he could have been there. But he's conscious, he's up when Shabbos comes in, and he has a kavona to be in a place. He's rooted bimkoimoi. That Mekoimai, whether we could look at that as a Hemshech, Mibnei Oyer, that's the subject of the Machlokes Tanoim in Mishnah Dalet. Here we have It was 2 hours before Shabbos. This fellow's been on the road. He's been walking. He's done. V'sham yanuchu yugia koyach. He lies down, he goes to sleep. Shabbos comes. He had no intention of sleeping through the beginning of Shabbos and missing this man of being Kaveh Shvisa. It happened. He wakes up in the middle of the night, or he wakes up in the morning. This is something totally separate. Background. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham have a machlokes over here. The machlokes really is based on a bigger concept. The case that's brought in the Gemara as the base of the machlokes that we have here is an interesting machlokes. It's actually nigei in Beitzo. We'll explain in a second why it's not nigei in Shabbos. The case is that a person was koneh something min ahefker on Yom Tov. For instance, he wants to bake a cake and he filled up a jar of water from a spring, from a well. The spring, the well, is someplace in the woods, someplace out of any, it's out of the ear, it's out of a mokamukam mechitzes. That's why the case is in Beitzah, because again, Yom Tov Shabbos, if you're filling up water for drinking, for washing, you're doing it someplace that's surrounded by an Erev. So by definition, you're part of a place. But here we're talking about, he went into the woods on Yom Tov, he filled up a jar of water. The water obviously was hefker, it was in a spring. Now he filled it up. What's the din of that water? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Lashon of Chazal is, Cheftzei hefker, koinim shvisa bimkoimam, v'yesh lam alpayim am l'chol ruach. The water that was in location X, in the woods, has 2,000 amas. Yankel is koinim the water on Yom Tov. The water had already at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov, had its tchum. It had its alpayim amah. Chacham disagree with this musig. They say it's not shayach. Something that's hefker has no place. It has no identity. It has no mikoimoy. It has no alpayim amah. What happens? The water that's koina, we know, again, it's mavur, it's more negei Yom Tov than Shabbos, is that chafetzim, the tchum of every chafetz, goes bosor, is nigrar, after the tchum of the bailam. The tchum of my hat, my coat, etc., is my tchum. So my 2,000 amas also apply to my chavetzim. If somebody wants to borrow a chavetz for me, and he wants to carry it, again, usually on Shabbos not again, because you have to be surrounded by an Erev anyways. But on Yom Tov, if somebody would want to walk to the neighboring village, he wouldn't be able to carry my coat, 4,000 amas. Even though he has his tchum, he could walk, but my coat goes with my tchum. Says the Chachamim that the chavetzim that were hefker at the beginning of Yom Tov weren't koneh shvisa at the beginning of Yom Tov. When Yankel picks the water out of the spring, the water assumes becomes part of his tchum, and now can only go his 2,000 amas. It has 2,000 amas, but not its 2,000 amas. It has the 2,000 amas of the Bailam. By the way, we'll point out in parentheses, we keep on saying that this halacha is not negay on Shabbos. We'll point out one very interesting application. Somebody staying in my house. I happen to be away for Shabbos. I gave away my house for somebody else to stay in. Simcha, maybe I'm staying in his house in Lakewood. He's staying in my house in Bar Park. Let's say. He wants to borrow. All of a sudden, there's a sudden thunder shower. And he wants to borrow a raincoat. He knows we're good friends. He knows, let's say, there's no Shaila of Chayshavish, but he knows that I would let him take the coat. He's going to have a basic problem. When he wears my coat out the front door, my coat has my tchum. I'm in Lakewood for Shabbos. The coat's in Bar Park. Now, to wear the coat in the house, nobody really needs a coat in the house anyways, but to wear the coat in the house is fine. Kulik adalan amas. But once he walks out the front door, my tchum for this Shabbos is 100 miles away. When he walks out, the coat is out of its tchum. He's not allowed to carry the coat out of its tchum. There's ways to get out of this cheshbon, but the pashtus is that that's something that will be negei Shabbos. You're not carrying because you're wearing the coat, but the coat is going michutz l'tchum habayim. Something to bear in mind. In any case, back to our discussion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham hold that cheftzei hefker are not koneh shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that cheftzei hefker have their own shvisa. The Mishnah is telling us an interesting chiddush, that a Yoshin Baderech, since he didn't know it was Shabbos, He didn't know Shabbos was coming. He's not pshat. He's in the dark. He doesn't know where he is. He's in. He's totally not aware that now's the zman kviyas shvisa. So he's considered al pi halacha like a cheftza shel hefker. He's placeless. He's rootless. He doesn't belong. Again, if a fellow's lying in his bed at home, so he has a mokum. The mokum is defined because this is his address. He's at home. We're talking about a guy who's in the woods. He's on a road. So he's mokumless at this point. He's a chefetz shel hefker. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri has alpayim amu. V'hachomim oimrim ein loy elo arba amois. He has dalet amos no more. He's like a chefetz of hefker. He has no mokum. Now, water from a spring, if it's picked up by somebody and it's koina to some nikness to somebody on Shabbos, it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it becomes that person's. But over here, he doesn't become anybody's. So what's left with this guy? He's mokumless, he's stateless, he's rootless. Dalet amos, he's stuck. How do we paskin? The Gemara says that we have a klal that halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv, special klal halacha ze'eruvin. And therefore, what comes out is we're going to paskin the kula of both shittas, even though it's a shtickle tarte disasri. Listen to how it's going to work. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he has a kula that Yoshin Baderech, who's chefet shel hefker, has alpayim amu. Chachom ha-moch mo machmi, he's stuck. Dalet amos. Paskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What about a chefet, the water from the spring, that was acquired by Reuven on Yom Tov? Does it have alpayim amu of its own, or it could go wherever the owner could go? Over there, we're going to pass like chachamim that it doesn't have a shvisa of its own, because the chevet shel hefker, and therefore the Bailam could take it to wherever his mokim is. So you're going to pass the kula of both sides. Truth to be told, the mafarshim, the Rishonim point out, it's not mamish astira. It should be problematic to pass two halachas that are astira minei ubei. Because the rationale over here will be that even if you hold that legabi water, that a taka doesn't have a shvisa bifnei atzmoi, but a person, since if he'd be conscious that he's where he is, he'd be koina alpayim, so even though he's sleeping, we look at him not completely as a chevet shel hefker. That could be a way to get away from this being a direct steer zemizeh, but those are the two halachas that are totally in the same rationale. Now, in the second part of the Mishnah, we have a totally separate halacha. It really has nothing to do with this halacha that could have been a Mishnah Aleph. In discussing Dalet Amos, this whole concept that a person who went out of his tchum, doesn't have a tchum, is a chevet shel hefker, he's kaveh, he doesn't have a kvius, he's Dalet Amos, he's stuck to his Dalet Amos. What does that mean, Dalet Amos? The Mishnah, why the Tanner writes it over here, is a shtickle mystery. But Lamaisa, the Gemara explains that the words of the Chachamim, Ein loy elo arba amos, what that means is, arba amos means he can walk four amos in each direction. If you think about it, he really has a square of eight. He has 8 by 8 because he can walk four. Up, down, forward, backward, right, left. Reb Lezer argues on that. Reb Lezer says, Dalet amos means not eight, a total of Dalet amos. Dalet Amos, a square of Dalet Amos, v'hu be'emtza'on. He can walk two Amos in each direction. On a diagonal, he'll be able to walk a little bit more because he has a square of two Amos. It's two and a mashahu. Reb Yehuda, oymel le'ezer ruach she'yetze yele. He has Dalet Amos in any direction that he wants. That means, if he's standing at point X, if he wants to walk Dalet Amos forward, because it's a little bit more shady, it's more comfortable, he could walk that way. If he wants to walk Dalet Amos backwards, he could do that too. He could decide which way his Dalet Amos should be. However, maybe he could walk at 12 o'clock Shabbos afternoon forward 4 Amos, and 12 o'clock afternoon backwards. Umoydir Reb Yehuda, the Mishnah says, no. Shim Borar Loi, if he decided to walk in a certain direction, Sheni Yochalaksaba, he can't then walk in the other direction. Who's he being moida to Rabbi Yehuda? He's being moida to Rabbi Lezer that there's no flexibility here. According to the Chacham, there's a lot of flexibility. He can walk Dalet Amos in any direction. He has a grand total of 8 by 8. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's stuck. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have flexibility, but you can't use the flexibility at 12 o'clock and at 12:05 in the other direction. That's the moida of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, why these Tanoim are written over here is a shtickle mystery.